Matt was so well thought of. Matt Bransford, my great-great-grandfather, third generation, was actually allowed to go to Louisville, Kentucky during slavery and have his picture made at what is now the old Brown Motel in Louisville. We have a picture of Matt. And we think he was dressed in the very best. That's a sketch that's in the book, but there's also another picture.
Is that the one with the basket?
Yes. That was actually a picture that was photographed. They said he was given a day or two in Louisville, Kentucky to do just whatever he wanted. He was that sort of celebrity that they trusted him to go to Louisville, Kentucky. He stayed for a couple of days. They said that he was a guest of free white people. And he had his picture made, and that was with the basket and the trades and the tools of his trade. Quite a nice picture.
So those were the tools of his trade. He's holding a basket?
Basket, because the tour guides in during that time were supposed to bring the light for the tour. The basket would provide food for the visitors. And the small container contained oil that he kept his lantern lighted. And they would do a very nice light show that they could tie a twisted rag to a stick and blow the lanterns out, and they could, with the flick of a wrist, and that only stopped about 20 years ago, that this oil-soaked rag would put on quite a magnificent light show in the cave. And they did that for years and years, way over 100 years. And a few years ago, the United States government decided it was too much of that in the cave, so it's no longer conducted. But I remember being a little kid, those guys could quite skillfully flick a twisted oil rag tied to a stick and land it exactly where they want to land. And the light show was just magnificent. So those things that you see were tools of his trade in that photograph.